Well, he has expressed publicly his dissatisfaction with the Tonga Broadcasting Commission, and he actually is thinking about introducing a legislation that will do away with the Tonga Broadcasting. Essentially, what he's dissatisfied with is the fact he believes that the Tonga Broadcasting Commission is not supportive of his government. He accused one of its reporters one time for asking too many hard questions. He has accused them of the fact that they are not supportive or give positive reports to some of the things he has done. And so there has always been this tension between him and the Tonga Broadcasting Commission. But now he has come out publicly declaring that he wants it either sold or do away with it, and the Tonga Broadcasting Commission is basically in trouble in terms of the way he thinks.
But isn't asking hard questions pretty much the job of journalists at places like the TBC?
It definitely is a job of journalists, but you see the problem with the Prime Minister is that in his thinking, media or whoever is in power, the media should bend to it. They shouldn't be questioning or challenging his authority. I think he was used to, when he was in opposition, there has been generally support from the media in terms of carrying his message and writing news reports about what he was doing. But now when he is in government and he's being questioned and challenged on decisions and on policies, practices, he does not like that.
Is the Prime Minister actually serious about abolishing the TBC, or is he just venting his spleen in public?
No, I think he's quite serious about it, but I don't think he's going to be able to get cabinet approval, and definitely he's going to get a public uproar about it.
What was it about what the TBC has been doing that so upset him? I know that he was very upset with journalist Viola Ulakai, who was asking tough questions at press conferences. And I think at one stage he was even trying to remove the general manager, Nenese Fifita.
Right. Well, there are many, many issues that came up when his government came into being. One of those issues, of course, was he wanted to bring reform into education in Tonga. And the way he brought out those reforms, he brought in, for example, an IT person to be his chief advisor. He wanted to completely overhaul the educational system. The problem was that when he was asked what he was doing and why he was doing what he was doing, he couldn't explain it. And then he took then an adversarial stance in thinking that the media, or especially Tonga Broadcasting, was against him, and therefore he was wanting, in the case of Viola, to be dismissed. And not only that, there were issues concerning the boards that he wanted to bring reform. All of those things was he had a difficulty in trying to explain it to the media, and the media was just doing their job in asking questions and wanting him to explain. And I guess that's why he was quite angry and quite opposed to what he called hard questions.
But I remember interviewing the Akalisi Pohiva of the 1990s, many years ago, who was a firebrand radical and was speaking out in favour of freedom of the media. How could that Akalisi Pohiva turn around many years later in 2017 and saying he wants the Tonga Broadcasting Commission abolished because its journalists are asking hard questions? That's what he used to be in favour of.
Well, you give him power, and that's what he did. That's exactly what happens. You have a person who was in the opposition, but you give them power, they became the government, and immediately they behave in a completely different way from the way they used to be. Somehow, at least in Tonga, power means that you have the right only for your message. Nobody else have the right to ask questions, and that is one of the sad things about this government.